As we get closer to Holy Week, we see the arguments becoming more and more fierce between the Lord and the religious leaders of the day. And we see that Jesus is saying to the leaders of the people, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." When the Lord uses the words, "Amen, amen," he's saying something very serious. He's saying, "Truly, truly," or "Verily, verily, I say to you." And he says, "Whoever keeps my word will never see death." Of course, the Lord here is referring to eternal death. He's not referring to physical death, because everyone will die. So we know that. So he doesn't keep people from dying physically. He's talking about from dying spiritually. He's talking about giving a person eternal life. So he says, "Whoever keeps my word," Jesus says, "will never see death." And of course, the Jewish leaders respond, "Now we are sure you are possessed." See, they called the Lord possessed. And another thing that they called the Lord was they sometimes called him a Samaritan. In John, they said, "Well, now we're sure you're a Samaritan," which was a very derogatory remark. It was calling somebody a heretic, somebody who was not a pure Jewish person. And so today they call him, they say, "You are possessed. You're filled with evil. You're possessed by the devil." And they say that, "Well, Abraham died, the prophets died, and you say, whoever keeps my word will never experience death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died?" That is the question. Who is this person, Jesus Christ? Who is he? Well, of course, C.S. Lewis, in his masterful book, The Mere Christianity, says that we all have to come to that decision. Who is Jesus Christ? And logically, C.S. Lewis goes through three possibilities. He either is who he says he is, namely the Lord, because he claims to be God. He claims to have existed before Abraham. He claims that no one can come to the Father except through me. He claims to be the way, the truth, and the life. He says, "Before Abraham came to be, I existed." Or, C.S. Lewis says, if he's not who he says he was, there's only two other possibilities. One is that he was an evil man. He was a liar, a deceiver, and that he told people that he was God when he knew he wasn't. If somebody did that, they would not be a good person. They would not be a moral person or a just person if they deliberately deceived and lied and told people that they were God and told people to worship him. When Thomas said, "My Lord and my God," Jesus didn't say, "No, I'm not Lord and God." He said, "Blessed are you, Thomas, but even more blessed are those who do not see and yet believe." So if Jesus is not the Lord, he is possibly, according to C.S. Lewis, the other alternative, he would be a liar. In that case, he could not be a good person. He would be one of the most evil people of history, telling people that he is the only way to the Father and lying about who he was if he knew he was not God and said he was. And then lastly, the third point that C.S. Lewis says, if he's not the Lord, if he's not a liar, the only alternative is the lunatic, right? Liar, Lord, or lunatic. That is the logic. Who thinks they're God? Either they are God, or they know they're not God and claim they are when they know they're not. Or if they think they're God and they're not, they are a lunatic. So that's where we have that famous chapter, which I'd encourage you to read. It's excellent. Who goes around claiming to be God? Somebody out of their mind. And so, but of course, when we look at studying the life of Christ and study the four Gospels, we know that he is mentally sound. He is so rooted that he is in no way deceived. And of course, he is so holy, so pure, so honest, that he's not a liar either. So Jesus, of course, is not lunatic or liar. He has to be the Lord. And so that is the question. Are you greater than Abraham? And of course, how does Jesus answer? He says something very interesting. He said, I know him. I know the Father. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. A very interesting phrase in the New Testament. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So, according to the tradition, is that Abraham had some sort of a vision, a prophecy of the Messiah. Maybe it was when he said, when Isaac said, well, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb. That could have been the moment when God revealed to Abraham that he would send his own son. And maybe he had a vision of Jesus crucified, dying on the cross. That's a very possible explanation. It could have been at that moment or some other time during Abraham's life, God revealed to him a vision of the Messiah. And so Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So Abraham must have been given a vision of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the resurrection, the Savior of the world. And of course, the Jewish leaders complained and said, you're not yet 50 years old. How could you and Abraham have seen each other? And Jesus again says, amen, amen. So always listen whenever Jesus says that. I say to you, and here is one of the most straightforward claims of divinity in the entire New Testament. Before Abraham even existed, before Abraham was even born or conceived, before he came to be, I am. Wow. Jesus says, I am existence. He uses the words of God revealed by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. Moses said, who are you? And God says, I am. I am who am, the name of God. And so Jesus, of course, is claiming to be God, not liar, not lunatic, but the Lord. And how could they respond to this? They said it was blasphemy. So they picked up stones and were going to stone him to death for blasphemy. But of course, the Lord, it was not yet his time. He was called to die on the cross. And so he disguised himself and went out of the temple area. So again, a very powerful gospel today. We see the antagonism mounting more and more this week. And of course, next week, we see the betrayal of the Lord, his arrest, and his sufferings and death and crucifixion. And the primary reason why the Lord was crucified was for blasphemy, because they said, you who are merely a man are claiming to be God.